Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today, from the United States, we hear from Father Jim Marchanda, a preacher, composer, and musician, and provincial of the province of St. Albert the Great, Chicago. The title of his preaching today is Final Words of Wisdom.
A reading from the first letter of the Book of Kings. When the time of David's death drew near, he gave these instructions to his son Solomon. I am going the way of all flesh. Take courage and be a man. Keep the mandate of the Lord your God, following his ways and observing his statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees as they are written in the law of Moses, that you may succeed in whatever you do, wherever you turn, and the Lord may fulfill the promise he made on my behalf when he said, if your sons so conduct themselves that they remain faithful to me with their whole heart and with their whole soul, you shall always have someone of your line on the throne of Israel. David rested with his ancestors and was buried in the city of David. The length of David's reign was over Israel was 40 years. He reigned 7 years in Hebron and 33 years in Jerusalem. Solomon was seated on the throne of his father David, with his sovereignty firmly established. The word of the Lord. On this feast of St. Blaise, where we bless our throats, it is good to hear such wise words of King David coming from the first book of Kings, especially the beginning where he says, take courage and be a man. I hear, take courage and be a woman. Keep the mandate of God, following God's ways and observing God's statutes, commands, ordinances, and decrees as they are written. These are the deathbed words of King David to his son Solomon. Interesting for us to remember that both made terrible mistakes. Both were sinners. And yet, both still knew that God was the ground of their being. God was the source of their authority. I just spent some time imagining that moment where David gave these instructions to his son before he died. And I started thinking about my experiences with deathbed words of people. As a matter of fact, for fun, I even Googled it, famous last words of people on their deathbed. And I found one that really struck me, made me laugh. It was by the 18th century French composer and music theorist, Jean-Philippe Rameau. He was the dominant composer of the French opera. And the saying goes that he objected to a song sung at his bedside, saying, what the devil do you mean to sing to me, priest? You are out of tune. I laughed, being a priest, being a composer, being a singer, wouldn't that be tough to hear? What the devil do you mean to sing to me, priest? You are out of tune. And yet, then I got more serious after reading all of these things about famous deathbed sayings and remembered the many times that I have been privileged to be at the bedside of someone close to me who was dying. The words that they said, stay with me today. When my father died, he could hardly stand. Two of my brothers at a home mass we were celebrating had to help him up from the couch and stood on either side holding him up. And he looked around at us, telling us that he knew he was dying, just like David did in today's reading. He said, it's just life. What are you going to do? And then he stared at us so intently and over again kept asking us to love one another. He just kept saying it, love one another, love one another. And in the end, he finally said, if we don't have love, we don't have anything. And then he sat back down on the couch and closed his eyes for the rest of the Mass. I remember when my mom died 10 years later, she asked before she died, Jimmy, hasn't Jesus been good to us? And I said, oh, yes, Mom, very, very good. And then she said with tears in her eyes, do you think we've thanked him enough? I told her then that I thought we had, but if she hadn't, she just did. It is something to think about the things that people say when they are dying. And I realize that I have such giants that have gone before me who have been so close to me and have given me so much, not only by their lives and their loves, but in the things that they said to me before they left. I think it's good to reflect today on David's words to Solomon. It's good to remember the wisdom that we've heard from our loved ones on their deathbeds, to just spend some time today remembering them and letting them impact us once again. It's good to remember and remind ourselves and maybe repeat over and over today, yes, God is the ground of my being too. And yes, God is the ground of my authority as well. And then fashion our lives accordingly throughout the day.